The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Let's ride! Let's ride! It is time for the Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos. He is Danny McCray in the house. That is Hecma Harrison. No. I am merely Nui Scruggs here to allow these two gentlemen to fire off takes at each other here. By the way, the Cowboys are going up the Landover Merritt to face the Commanders. It's Dallas week up there. Sam Howell will start for the Washington Commanders. If you don't know who Sam Howell is, played at the University of North Carolina for Mack Brown. Good player. Drafted late. Didn't have as many weapons as the year before, like Javonte Williams. But this is a guy, when I look at them, I say, that's who you should be developing more so than Taylor Heinicke. But if you're the Cowboys, you feel real good about this one. So the Commanders are giving up. Cowboys need to go handle their business. So now it's all about Jalen Hurts and the Giants. Are the Giants going to play their guys out there? Is the MVP, Jalen Hurts should be the MVP, by the way, dog team, should be the MVP. Is he playing? What are we going to do?
I don't know. Danny McCray, what is on your wish list of things, your scenario, perfect scenario, how you get up, let's say, Sunday around 7 after you're done taking your nap? How does this work out for you?
My perfect scenario, honestly, my perfect scenario is Cowboys end up with a first round bye. They win a division and we get a home game. Like, that is my dream scenario.
Okay.
When I'm being realistic about the situation and where we currently sit, I don't believe that can happen. I believe that if Jalen Hurts does play against the Giants, then the likelihood of the Giants beating the Eagles, it drops dramatically. So we need to find out what's happening with that. Do I believe that we should go out there and we should beat Washington? Yes. Do I believe this is another potential for the sleepwalking Dallas Cowboys to go in here against a quarterback who you expect to be getting a lot of pressure on and force some mistakes and then not have that happen? I hope that is not the case, but for the last few weeks, that has been the case. Davis Mills, Gardner Minshew, Dobbs, these are all quarterbacks who when you're looking at the schedule, you say, if these are the quarterbacks for the opposing starting team, we should come in here and dominate these guys. We haven't done it. So I don't care who the Washington quarterback is. We need to make sure that we show up and get ready to play and really cause some havoc. Our defense, the secondary, needs to show up and take away the ball and lock some guys down. And we need to get some sacks. Not just quarterback pressure. We need to get some sacks so we can really have some people nervous when they say, hey, man, the Cowboys are the team we have to play next week.
Yep. And I completely agree with you, man. All jokes aside, I think that the defensive end of the ball is where you really want to see guys start to turn it over. Last couple of weeks, as you stated, some of those yards are just unacceptable, especially the ones when you go back to Gardner Minshew 355. That raises, as much as we talk about how much we beat them by, they did score 34 points regardless, all right? And so looking at the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles game, Eagles already beat them 48-22. You know, so there's really not a lot to go off of based off of the way that they played last time. I just feel like Daboll and the Giants feel as though they are a team of destiny right now. They really kind of got that feel. And it remind me of that Eli Manning year when they won the Super Bowl, when they went in. They've been getting destroyed all year. The 9-7. And then they go in and just right at the last minute, they start to get hot. They have a defense that's similar to that. I'm not calling none of those guys stray hands or human urine, but they do have a serviceable enough defense where if they can go into the playoffs hot or off of a near win or something like that, that's going to catapult that Giants team that really has a favorable matchup versus the Vikings in the first round. I think everybody, what? You don't think they're excited about going to Minnesota?
I wouldn't have said favorable, but I think it's they feel like they can compete
of all the teams in the NFC right now with question marks on their back. Wouldn't you say that the Minnesota Vikings has the biggest question mark on their back going into the playoffs?
Let's see. I think everybody's all up in arms about Green Bay being hot. I'm not really sure about the Green Bay team or Seattle.
I see what you're saying, and I go back to last year and just how it ended up. That what we think we know, we really don't know. You couldn't have taught me. I'm glad I don't bet, because I'd have put a whole lot of cash on Kansas City beating Cincinnati to go ahead and go on to the Super Bowl. I would have bet money that number one seed Tennessee was going to handle Cincinnati. And it didn't happen like that.
What about Green Bay? What about San Fran going up to Green Bay?
True. You couldn't have told me that Tom Brady was going to lose to Matt Stafford at home. But they did. So when we think about what's favorable, what's this, man, when it comes to these playoffs now, I don't know anymore, man. I don't know. Because my kid asked me the other day, Dad, who do you think is going to Super Bowl? I don't know. I said, the start of the year, I picked Buffalo Bills to win it all. I don't know anymore. Because man, the NFL playoffs have just become as unpredictable as – I remember McCarthy had a 15-1 football team that had won the Super Bowl the year before. Man, heck, I'd have lost my mortgage payment. Because yeah. I'd have said, man, Packers got beat at home at Lambeau. You don't – I don't know. So to sit up here and say, hey, the Giants got a favorable matchup, miss, I don't know. Maybe get a daytime game, or maybe on Saturday, with Kirk Cousins get to play today. I don't know. You know, what I mean? They may hook him up. Like, no. Hey, man, let's not make it at night. Let's hook him up. I mean, so we'll see, man.
But no, y'all call it what it is. I mean, you have to look at this team for what it is. I mean, being realistic about the Minnesota Vikings, they're playing bad football right now. Kirk Cousins is a turnover machine. Okay. He's not the yards and all of that really. And it's not so much even him. He's the culprit. He's a usual suspect in this thing. But their defense is playing horrible right now. And even with all the guys that they have, maybe Patrick Peterson, you know, perennial Hall of Famer and all of that stuff, man, the way that Green Bay went in there and handled their business versus them, again, very efficient play from Aaron Rodgers. But it's Aaron Jones for me. Yeah. It's just, and I turn around and I look at the Giants and I look at Saquon Barkley. And I mean, even though their offensive line, I mean, these guys are mowing people down, but they do have an offensive line. So to me, again, the Giants are a team that if they get the confidence, and the only point that I was trying to make is going in and getting a victory versus Philadelphia could be what they need to go into Minnesota and beat the brakes off of the Vikings.
Momentum, the kind of boom playoff momentum.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to say this. Minnesota is one of those teams, just like a lot of these quarterbacks, a Gardner Minshew guy that we talk about, a Ryan Fitzpatrick guy, to where you can't judge them based off their last performance, because Minnesota has been one of the most inconsistent teams. One week they go out there and get the brakes blown off of them, and then the next week they come out and look like world beaters. You just have no idea which Minnesota team is going to show up. You can get a great Dalvin Cook in a day, a great Justin Jefferson one week, and then they can go play Green Bay Packers, and Justin Jefferson can have, what, three catches for
Harry Houdini. You got disappearing
that. You just never know. But they can also be that team that shows absolutely up and scores 40 on you.
Or they mix in K.J. Osborne, and then next game they don't. So, you know, playoff game, let's see what happens. I remember the year Sean Payton, Saints won the Super Bowl. Their last two games weren't good. They going to the playoffs, the Saints did not look like they were about to get on a roll to go win this thing, and they did. Especially, you think about how good that Indianapolis team was that year. Weren't they like 13-0 toward the end, yeah, talking about whether or not they were going to go try to win it all, and then they decided to lose again. And go play, man. I'm now in that mindset of, now let's just see. We don't know. Man, you couldn't have told me the Cowboys that year, that Dak's first year. You couldn't have told me they wouldn't have, were going to go lose to Green Bay at home after having, you know, getting the number one seed, getting themselves rested and ready to go. I don't know anymore. But Minnesota's so quirky, heck, that they could go out here and beat the brakes off the Giants. But they're so quirky, they could lose.
They could.
They could lose. So I mean, this is of all the playoff teams, especially in the NFC right now, I can't call them, and I can't call Tampa Bay. You can't call Tampa Bay because it's Tom Brady. All you need is 60 minutes of belief. And next thing you know, you're the Cincinnati Bengals. You walking on here, nobody thought you could get there. So
Danny, I love what you said about, obviously, the first round bye, first place in the division would be awesome, right? Currently, the scenario probably doesn't lead you to that, right? In worst case scenario or whatever, you win the division, you may end up coming out and having to play Green Bay in a game at home, the way that it seeds up right now. When you guys look at the seeding, are you saying to yourself, What's the when you all right, if we get this game first, then what's for you your dream scenario for the Dallas Cowboys going into the playoffs?
Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle.
Let Seattle come on down to Dallas. So is that somehow we get the 2 seed? Is that a 2 seed for us?
Man, look,
I want a team who can't run the ball, who doesn't specialize in running the ball, and out of the quarterbacks on that list, I'm picking Geno Smith to go against, and he's having a good season.
Yeah.
But of the quarterbacks on that list of guys who I think that we have a better chance of disrupting and making some plays against, I'm picking Geno.
Matchups do matter. I remember the year when the Mavericks went to the 2011 NBA Finals. You know, they had some matchups that on paper didn't look favorable, but once the game started, they blew out the Lakers. You know, we beat them in four. People thought Portland was going to be. You know, so sometimes you know it becomes the matchups and the draw you're able to get. I don't want to see Niners.
No,
yeah, that's the one that right now.
That's the
no. Go give me Philadelphia. That's the one team you want to see get knocked out.
Okay,
quick as you can. That maybe Brock Purdy turns into Turdy. That's what you need because this team against that team don't like it. And I don't care if they can talk about we're going to revenge from last year. I want no parts of the 49ers.
You don't want no running. A team that can run the ball like
team
that.
Team that can run the ball.
Don't bring them here and play defense like that.
And I don't think I've even considered your scenario based off of the fact that I'm still waiting to see if Seattle could win their game because all of this could be moot if they
and
lose.
Then you got Detroit.
And then, yeah, exactly. So there's so many other things. My only thinking has been if we sit currently at the 5 spot, have to go into Tampa. To me, I think this is a team that can go. If they see Tampa again, they can beat Tampa again. They can beat them at home. And with all of the talking, you know, there's going to be talking about, Tom Brady's boogeyman, all of that. You know, there's another scenario that says you go and play Green Bay. You know, that's, again, these are two aging quarterbacks that don't, and one that doesn't have a perfect playoff record in Aaron Rodgers. I think it's setting itself up for the Dallas Cowboys to get that first round playoff win that we wanted them to get. Where they go after that, you know, really, I don't know. And that's why I was asking the question, what's the dream scenario of who would you, you know, how do you see this road playing out?
Look, you talk Aaron Rodgers, talk about Tom Brady, talk about two. We know how the story ends for the Cowboys. Everybody dies in the end with those two quarterbacks. So I don't necessarily know if one is going to be better than the other because they've caused you problems. And then as far as a first-round win, it's not the wild card win. It's the divisional round win that they can't get done. So them winning a playoff game is, at this point in time, fans are expecting that. McCarthy's staff knows what the expectation is. It's winning your wild card game if you happen to play in the wild card game, but it's winning your division game. You win your division game, then that puts you in the NFC Championship. People are expecting and they're wanting you to get there. I think that's the only, at least in my opinion, that's what the fan base is looking for as this is what we need.
I want to make my position clear on this. I don't want to play a team that can run the ball. So when you talk about Tampa Bay or Green Bay can run the ball. And they've been running the ball, and they've been physical. And that's been helping Aaron Rodgers in their defense. A.J. Dillon is a man out there.
Right.
You just said it's Aaron Jones for me.
Yeah.
They can run the ball. That's a team.
He's been hurt though.
Huh?
The last 2 weeks he's been dealing with.
He on my fantasy team. He did. He was rocking. He was rocking last game.
No, he on mine too. 111 yards, but still he's not. He's not. He was healthier when the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, but I'm just talking about people who focus on the running game because that is our Achilles heel to me. San Francisco came in here last year, and not just us. They also did the same thing to Green Bay. They went up there as a team who could play defense and run the ball, and they shocked them.
Yeah.
That's not what I want to see. Like, we know that we have been struggling against teams that are able to run the ball.
And it'd be a different thing if that scenario was avoidable, but it truly is unavoidable. You're going to run into that scenario one way or another, whether it be in the second round. You may have a situation where you come up against.
I'm just talking about game one. How do we want to get started? What type of momentum do we want to build? We want to build some.
Hey, you want to play.
You might not make it out the first round.
Hey, you want to play Zoom Walt Middle School.
Nah. I don't want to see that. We watched the teams. We watched them play, though.
No doubt.
All right, let's hit our first break. Let's come back and talk about the Commanders. And, yes, it's going to be rookie Sam Howell out there at quarterback for them in Landover, Maryland. And as Danny's hit, they're not good enough to look past him because we saw what Josh Dobbs did to the Cowboys on a Thursday night. He'd been with the team, what, 8 days? Mm-hmm. So let's dive into that next. Danny McCray, Heckman Harrison, I'm Newey Scruggs. This is the Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
With Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Enjoy premier dining, shopping, and experiences from over 20-plus restaurants, shops, and more at the Star District. Make sure to stop into the district's newest additions, Women's Boutiques, Monkeys of Frisco, Shreve Fine Art Gallery, Lombardi Cucina Italiana, and the talk of town, the Glen and the Monarch Stag. Visit thestardistrict.com for the full directory.
Thank you, Heckma Harrison. Right here, you're in the Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos. This is Danny McCray, former Cowboy safety. I'm Newey Scruggs, Cowboy. Taking on Washington, the Commanders have given up.
It's over. Wave the white. Tell us you're waving the white flag without telling us you're waving the white flag.
So Sam Howell's going to go ahead and get the start. So Taylor Heineke can't. They're not even letting this guy. They're not even going to let him proceed to get back in the game and show he can do something. Like, now we're just going to shut this on down. You're not about to shove it in our face, make us all look any worse than we already look now. So they go with Sam Howell. Carson Wentz.
Who's the backup? Wait, do we know who the backup is?
Taylor.
So Heineke's the backup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, Wentz is done. So if Ron Rivera ends up losing his job.
If.
Hey, man. I don't know. I don't know how to judge this owner anymore. Is he going to be the owner? I don't know what they're going to do there anymore. I don't know.
Okay.
Because, say this, you firing him. Nobody good's taking that job. Sean Payton is not taking that job. Dan Quinn is not taking that job. I mean, look, you can hire some folks, you know, but you're going to be in a scrape in the barrel. I mean, be like Houston, go get your black guy. Hey, man, we're a mess. Brother, we need you. Come on, brother. Maybe Steve Wilks down there in Carolina, because the owner's out here talking to Jim Harbaugh right now. But, I mean, good luck. That's a mess. And you're taking a job. You don't even know who's going to own the team if you take that job. Because the team is up for sale right now. But you can fire him. But, I mean, good luck trying to figure that thing out. It's always been a mess. Heck, I was there the day Snyder was approved. I was working in Los Angeles. And at that time, L.A. and Houston were trying to get that next expansion franchise. And out walks this little old dude. And And Jack Kent Cook was there too. Not Jack Kent Cook, but John Kent Cook, his son, who had taken over the team. He was there like, oh, yeah, it's officially sold. And Daniel Snyder, 30-something-year-old. We're like, wow, look at that. First off, I felt bad. I was like, man, you know, this dude, This dude doing something with his life, and I'm out here with a microphone trying to chase his
30 ball of football.
Yeah, he ain't bought football. What am I doing? I'm just so slappy running around here. With, you know, I ain't got no real money. I don't owe nothing. you get humble going to meetings because, man, the hotels are nice. There. I mean, I can't even afford the valet up here. All these people dropping on me. Man, these owners' meetings are nice. The hotels are nice. I was you just like, man, you really do feel inadequate. Like, yeah, I'm just chasing.
Jeez, man. You somebody knew it. What you talking about? 10 time, Emmy?
Say, yeah. I am
somebody. God's child.
I can't pick up tabs. They out here picking up tabs. Yeah, what you got? Come on. What you mean? You know, Jerry. I mean, I bet with Jerry's like, you know, I got everybody, you know.
Yeah.
I've been out there with Chad Estes, man. Chad Estes, we got it.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Oh, man, I didn't get a role like that. But
made you feel some kind of way.
Hey, look, it just made me feel like I was. They are different than me.
Right.
I'm not that. And here comes another little old guy. Apparently he's got all this money. At the time, paid the most ever for an NFL franchise. And at the time, a value, like, you know, boom, this is one of the great franchises out here and great fan base. He ran it in the dirt. But, yeah, man, yeah, it's sad to see what it's become. But I don't know if they fire Ron. I don't know because that's a different kind of dude.
Yeah, I don't even like seeing Ron in that situation coming from Carolina. I liked him in Carolina when he had Cam, you know, the defenses that he's put together. We know who Ron Rivera is and what tree he comes from. I recall Ron from the 85 Bears.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Chico.
You understand
Rivera.
What I'm saying?
Chico
so, exactly. So, I mean, I have that kind of respect for him. I just think that the way that these guys have – again, well, as you just pointed out, running this organization into the ground, but the amount of first-round draft picks that they've had and still not being able to build any type of momentum off of what they had, the defenses that they've had over the years. I mean, something should have broken by now, and still they find themselves, you know, still at the back of the NFC East.
Well, here's another problem. The owner wanted Dwayne Haskins. Okay, out of Ohio State, he was from D.C. This is what the owner wanted.
Yeah.
And so you draft him, not the guy they wanted. So the next year, you got the second pick in the draft, and instead of taking Justin Herbert,
oof,
because the owner wants Haskins to play and Ron Rivera has to play Haskins, you take Chase Young from Ohio State, who's been hurt. I mean, they were thinking Chase Young was going to be Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the expectations for this guy. Everything that you see from Micah, they thought they were getting with Chase Young, and maybe one day they will, but so far they have not. And that's been a problem in terms of the owner wanting to dictate who's drafted. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Matt Rhule overruled his owner in Carolina who wanted Justin Fields. He took J.C. Horn. Matt Rhule's now coaching at Nebraska. So what do you do when the owner wants to be in here to say, this is what I want? Sometimes you get lucky. The owner wanted Johnny Manziel here. The son and Will McClay said, I don't think you want to do that. Hold on, player. I don't think you want to do that.
No.
And they got lucky. So.
That would have been bad. Just all bad.
You know, as fate would have it, you know, Chase Young's legacy hadn't been written yet, but you're right. The knee injuries, man, definitely sidelined him. But let's just keep it real. From his rookie season, he was that dude.
He was making it happen.
He was a nightmare. You know,
the best ability
is availability, and it hadn't been there. It's the ACL, I believe, he's been nursing that he hasn't been able to come back from. But I think, again, going back to this game for the Dallas Cowboys and, you know, You were saying that the defense, you need to see the defense play up to snuff. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who's at quarterback. Not give up all these mountains of yards. Kind of definitely stop the run. But also offensively, we got to go into the playoffs with some momentum also. And the biggest thing for me to see right now is just call it out. Dak, don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Dak, don't turn the ball over.
Bingo.
And because that is going to be, to me, the one thing that we have started to realize that will get you out of the playoffs quicker than anything are those turnovers, and we can't have it.
So back on capitalizing on what you just said, while we've seen the picks, Hendershot doesn't catch the ball.
Yes.
And it's one of those instances where, all right, man, yeah, the interceptions are thrown, but – how many of these are on the quarterback versus guys not securing the football, and that becomes a problem. I was at the Fiesta Bowl, it's the same thing. You got receivers, balls touching hands, and then it lands in somebody else's. And
not enough of them, though, Newly.
I'm just saying.
That boy won't let you make an excuse at all
No. Listen, I don't have no problem with none of the players.
Touch and catch is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. What I did want to say, hey, man, because it's going to be a lot of people on Twitter who you already see it, and they have those highlights of guys who they drop it, and then it goes, and they're like, Dak can't do none of this. I'm like, the man's still throwing picks. He's still turning the ball over.
Right.
Like, and he's better than that. So the expectation for us is that he does it because we've seen him be able to perform at that level before. It ain't no shot at Dak. It's, hey, man, we know you can protect the ball.
This is the truth.
In order for us to get deep in the playoffs and possibly compete for a Super Bowl, we need you to protect the ball. And it starts with you. You are the person who touches the ball dang near every snap. So we need you to protect the ball.
Matt can't argue with that.
And you go down to Tampa Bay, and if you're up here giving away an extra possession to a Tom Brady, then that's that you're asking to get beat.
Yeah.
You're asking to get beat. But, yeah, it's there's areas that they've got to clean up. Tennessee wasn't a clean game. That whole AFC South Classic that I thought was going to be, it didn't turn out to be that
tough.
Good. It was not good. That was not good.
But you only dropped one. You dropped one. I mean, you called it the Classic. You expect the expectation is to win all of them, but that's hopium, right? You dropped one.
Man, we were sitting there with clenched butt cheeks out for every single one of the
AFC games. Oh, you're damn right.
Every single one of them.
And you're damn right.
We were sitting there like, this. Oh, no, man.
And you don't. And what you don't want to be is clinching up for the Commanders. You know, so that's why I talk about Dak cleaning up these.
Major Tutty be ready for you, right?
No. Put that leotard on, man. They got to do something about my man.
That's Carson Wentz. They got to
do something.
Be dressed up as Major.
And you know what?
Commander Tutty. Major Tutty.
Major Tutty.
Oh, Big Tutty.
Hey, they're trying to clean some things up, man. You saw the moves that they made today with James Washington, you know, for the wide receivers. And, you know, that's another one of those. We spent a lot of time. D-Mac said this, months ago?
Yeah, bro. Hey, man.
That was months ago.
When he dropped that pass, he was done. Everybody's like, he got hit hard. I said, it don't matter. How many times do you watch a game dude get hit, blasted below the leg, whatever it is, and they land and they catch the ball?
Right.
When you have a history of dropping the ball, then that leaves a bad taste in people's mouth when they then see you. They don't care if you
got
hit.
But he only had one.
Yeah, and he dropped it.
He only had one.
He dropped it.
And then, but then I want to tell you about the influence that T.Y. Hilton is having as well.
Right, the 52-yard catcher, T.Y. sealed his face. I give the Cowboys credit for keeping Washington this long. I thought once they activated him, I thought they were going, he's good now.
They were just waiting to find somebody.
And they did.
They didn't keep him because they was like, yeah, we going. They was like, man, we get into an emergency and we just got to run somebody out there. Then we got a guy that we can run out there.
Kept 2 weeks longer. I mean, you know, so he's gone. I mean, Jalen Tolbert got to feel good.
This game should look like, goodness gracious. You talking about me?
Newly is a menace to society.
Man, he might dress this week, bro.
Man, ain't getting no
He might.
I expect
tell his family to come on up.
My expectation for this game is that it looks like the Eagles last year. Lee Jalen Tolbert. Wait, did you pick the guy as when we was doing training camp and stuff with Jalen Tolbert, your guy? You picked him.
That's my guy.
We said, hey, what guy?
He was playing
your sleeper?
Well, man.
He said, who's your sleeper?
He was all Oxnard, man. You know, every year we got an all Oxnard. He's now trying up there with Danny Amendola now. All Oxnard Hall of Fame. Looked good there. Came regular season. Man, you know,
he was all in on Jalen.
He was, our guy Patrick Walker was on Dennis Houston. Man,
I was on Houston.
Clarence, I give Clarence Hill credit. He was telling us, man, you guys are wrong. I mean, yeah. You're not playing against nobody. You know, not playing anybody. You know, they were just wrong. He was like, man, you guys just know they've got a problem. And, so, look, let's be honest. When we talk about disappointing players, Jalen Tolbert's right there at the top of the list of a guy you were expecting more from. You know, you moved up in the third round. They gave him a lot of time air practice. Dak, you know, was out, yeah, I like this guy. And he's just he's not performed. He's not – I mean, the fact of so many games, he's not even been available. They've said, "Don't man, take a seat, man. Grab a T-shirt or a sweatshirt." That's a problem. That's a problem. And his offseason is going to be big. Do you do what Terrence Steele did, who had that rough rookie year, put in all that work in the weight room, got better, ended up becoming a starter in year two, and has a bright future in this league? I'm going to be very interested to see, what does Jalen Tolbert do? Do you decide to get up and go fight for what's yours? Because they still have a need of receiver, okay?
Yeah, a fourth receiver, because him unseating Noah Brown at this point, that's still going to be tough for him to do. And then what do you do with T.Y. Hilton next season?
Yeah. No, and look, we came into the season talking about the wide receiver room and thinking that Jalen Tolbert would be a part of the solution. It didn't pan out that way. I don't know. Honestly, when I saw that James Washington was gone, the first person I thought about was Jalen Tolbert. Was, man, he's probably wiping sweat off his brow because of the way that he feels and where they drafted him. And that's where the pressure is for him, where they drafted him. And, sure. And you know, the expectation that he would be producing at this point. But to me, man, this organization, in contrast to what you were just talking about, the Commanders, they're not going to put you out there and ride that wave to see if you materialize. If we don't see it, you ain't getting on the field. And they're giving other guys opportunities, for, i.e. Dennis Houston and guys like that. So if it's not materializing out here on the practice field, you're not even seeing guys get to that point. Just think about this. We're just now getting an opportunity to see Nashawn Wright, and that's only because of injury. Had it not been for that, maybe we don't see Nashawn Wright because of the type of OTAs and training camp he had.
And we're seeing him because the number two pick that they use at a corner spot was out there making him nervous. So Kelvin Joseph went to the bench. You know, it was okay. Nashawn, it's up to you. So it's just sad when you know they're really trying to give you the job. Man, it's right. Yours to take. Right. Boss Man Fat, this was yours to take.
Kelvin Joseph.
I will say this, because, you know, years ago, we would always talk about the need for competition and the need for guys not to be getting handed spots and stuff. That is something I appreciate about this coaching yes. staff and what has changed since, yes. since I was here. You're not gifted nothing. If you're not performing, and they started it, and this is no shot at the guy because knew he was going to try to turn it. They started it with Jalen Smith. And if you ain't performing, if you ain't doing what you need to do, then they set an example of like, hey, you out of here. Actually, even before that, who was the cornerback? Was it Worley? When Jerry Jones came out and said, hey, man, we making some changes. When Nolan was here. Hey, man, we making some changes.
Worley.
Worley is going to be some guys who are not going to be here. Who's the defensive lineman? The big defensive lineman.
Don Terry Poe.
Don Terry Poe.
He was in shape. They were lying. First of all, they lied trying to say he was in shape.
But since those moments, though, things have changed of like, hey, man, because people say that stuff all the time. Hey, it's going to be some guys who they on the chopping block if they don't come up here and perform. And Alden then it never Smith. Happens. And then now it happens. Hey, man, you not performing? We got another guy. We're going to give another guy a shot. And then if you still don't perform, we got another guy who we're going to bring in. We're not going to then keep trying to hand you the spot. As much as we're trying to say they handed it to Jalen Tolbert, they talk about Odell. They brought T.Y. in. Love. Noah Brown is getting a lot of playing time. They like,
right
hey, bro,
in his face.
Hey, man, you ain't going to step up. We got guys.
Right.
And that's across the board with this team.
That was a Parcells thing, man. Parcells, Tuesday, they're tryouts. There's people out here every Tuesday out here running around out here looking for jobs. And he said, I will continue to churn the bottom of the roster. So he was always letting people know, hey, man, don't feel safe. And then Jimmy used to have that same reason. I'm looking for your replacement.
Yeah.
So there is something to trying to add pressure. But look, Jalen Tolbert had an opportunity. They were trying to get theirs. I'm not ready to give up on him. Nobody should. How do you handle this offseason? What do you do? How good do you want to be? To quote Nick Saban when he was at LSU and wrote the book, how good do you want to be? And that's what the conversation somebody's going to have with Jalen Tolbert about his future in the National Football League. Guy has seemingly the skill set, but the other things that are needed, they were surprised that they didn't get more out of him. Let's take our final break. When we come back, we've hit on Dak Prescott.
Yep.
We've hit on Sam Howell. I want to talk about this defensive player. Talk about this defensive player next. And just what's the next? This is the coming up final regular season game of the year. But what's next for this player? Let's dive into that next right here on the Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean?
It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10. Free shipping!
With Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Back to the Players Lounge.
It's only right that the best fans in the world, in the whole world, get out of this world gear. Visit your local Dallas Cowboy Pro Shop or log on to shop.dallascowboys.com. A Fanatics experience, and grab Cowboy Nation worthy hoodies, tees, accessories, and more.
Hakma Harrison, thank you very much. Newey Scruggs, along with Danny McCray, this Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos. Barry Church off today. Said, Church, I'll see you next week, because I'm out tomorrow.
Mm.
Going to Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's too sunny outside for my man, BC, man.
It's raining in L.A. It's going to be cold, raining in L.A. But had a friend call, say, hey, would you like to go see USC against UCLA basketball, Poly Pavilion on Thursday? Yes.
He's just stunting on us right
now. I ain't been a Poly in 20 years.
When he go, that's how he do it. When he go to drop names.
This is what Nui does. I'm going to go down to Beverly Hills as well and do some shopping, if you guys want to know that. And then I'll swing by the beach, and I got a workout going on.
Then he's going to post a picture on Twitter for him walking into the arena like, yeah.
He's going to be sitting like,
going to Roscoe's. So I'm going to land, going to Roscoe's. They're going to go Randy's Donuts. Then we'll check into the hotel, finish off this story, because I talked to Gary Patterson today. We're going to finish off this Patterson story. Then leave something for them, and then we're going to head on up to Westwood and go
do your thing.
Got a little hospitality suite over there, and head on in into the and watch Poly Pavilion.
Keep on going, bro.
That's Thursday.
You got any outfits lined up, man? What's your outfit game looking like?
No.
What are you talking about? No, don't. Look, first of all, you're going to L.A. You're going to the national championship. What do you mean, no?
Ain't you a TCU student?
Yeah. Come on. You got no pocket squares, no ties. You ain't got nothing lined up. You got no fedoras. You got nothing going on.
You going to go see Shaq while you're out there?
Shaq lives here now.
Oh, okay.
Shaq lives here.
No. Houston or Dallas? No, his wife lives in Houston.
No, he lives in Carrollton. So, yeah.
Well, his wife lives in Houston.
Yeah, so he lived down the road. So, no, I don't have anything. Heck, I'm just going to wear some jeans and, you know.
Yeah, so give me the scrubs, dog.
No, bro, I'm just that regular
Just wait till we see him on Twitter.
I'm just gonna be that same. I'm be that same guy I was back in when I lived in the Valley in L.A. I'm be that same guy, man. Living in Tarzan.
I know what you better not have on out there.
What's that?
Just keep wearing your J's, bro.
Oh, we gonna wear these.
Keep wearing your J's.
Wear these Jordans.
I don't want to talk about
you. You gonna
get
go Nobu while you're out there too?
I'm not a sushi guy. That's not my.
They got more than sushi.
And more than just sushi there, do they?
I don't know what it costs. I just show up to the media part, but you don't catch me in places like that, man. I got my little spots, man, but that's not it. I'm not like that.
Well, you enjoy.
I'll be at El Segundo with Mama D's getting that pasta. That's what I'll get over there. Where the kings eat, that kind of thing. I'll be over there.
We'll be here.
Roscoe's. You know,
what's the temperature gonna be in Texas this weekend?
Hey, man.
Who knows what this temperature is
so,
going to be?
So I'll be back Wednesday. This is my last show. I'll be back Wednesday.
We're going to miss you, Nui.
And you guys gonna hold it down.
Perfect,
man.
Of course. Attendance.
Left hand up after they beat Washington, by the way, so I'll go ahead and get my score now since I'm gonna be gone. 31-13 Cowboys. So
just answer the phone Sunday night, man. Just answer the phone while I hit you up. Sunday night. I'll hit you up, man.
Call me Monday.
Not only I'm gonna see y'all in 1 week, 7 days from now.
Yes.
And also, don't call me. Not until Monday.
Hey, talk about
that's the day before the game. That's the day before the game.
That's the night before the game. We used to be cool and relaxing, waiting for us to text you about the Cowboys.
I mean, I'm trying to find this intel and some information between George and TC. I'm trying to, you know, and then there's a couple families that are coming in here. We're trying to get a couple things done. So I don't know. I'm just letting you. I don't know. That's probably not going
to
be a good time.
We'll text you and say what you want from the knife.
A lot of people.
That ain't what we text.
A lot of people are coming in on Sunday.
Okay, Nui, man. Hey, you don't got to explain to us, bro. You enjoy L.A. All right, out of sight, out of mind. We got you. We out of your sight, we out of your mind. Yeah, understand.
Hey, look,
by the way, Friday night, Hawks are playing the Lakers, by the way. If
you going to that, too?
I mean, you going to go to that, too?
He like, my mic.
Look at that. Look at that.
Seven,
he hit his phone.
Tip.
He hits his phone.
Huh. I think the Mavericks are there tonight.
Is Justin Fields hurt?
I thought he was.
Okay. Because I was like, why is Nathan Peterman?
No, the Mavericks are playing in L.A. this week. I think the Clippers and the Lakers.
No, they got the Celtics tomorrow night.
I'll have to check. Anyways.
Balling.
Bottom line, tomorrow is UCLA.
Yeah.
And then I'll watch the Cowboy game on Sunday, having a good time here. So it's all good. It's all good. All right, fellas. J'Ron Kearse. Okay. J'Ron Kearse is a... a guy who's under contract for next year, so he'll be a free agent in 2024. Donovan Wilson is going to be an upcoming free agent. How do you decide to think about how to keep these players? And if Dan Quinn becomes a head coach, Dan Quinn and any smart coach is going to want to bring along guys that know the roster. So if you're Donovan Wilson right now, you could potentially be able to not only go back to the Cowboys, hey, this is what I need, but you could have Dan Quinn at once as well, and then whoever else in the league, because Donovan Wilson's had a very good season.
Damn right.
And he's going to demand to be not rotating. I want to be the straight-up starter with a strong safety, and I'm the guy. Because right now it's three of them. It's him, Hooker, and his Kearse.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, if I'm going to go to a team, I want to be the guy.
And he's shown you this year, don't
he
you?
Can be the guy.
Believe that he's
absolutely.
He's shown you that he can be
strong
every down
safety.
Strong safety.
Yeah,
you know,
strong safety.
If I could think of anything, like for Donovan Wilson, man, of all the criticism that he's had over the years, this season has been he's shown you how valuable he is when he flashes and you know gets a sack, stops gets a tackle for a loss. That six is everywhere. You understand that he and J'Ron Kearse in concert together, man, it's just something to see. And they've brought that physicality to the defense. I think where people have not really kind of gravitated towards the idea that he has Marquise Bell behind him, the kid from Florida A&M, and he hadn't been able to get on the field because of the way that Donovan Wilson is playing. Maybe they're keeping him as also feather in their cap for the future as well. I mean, because he had an impressive summer. Also, so look, I don't want to see any of these guys go because of the way that they've played. But if Donovan Wilson may be the one guy that we can't keep for what he's going to demand in the open market, because not only have we seen what he's done, other teams have seen it as well.
Yeah.
While he's been injured lately, Leighton Vander Esch. You know, there's going to be. I mean, Dan Quinn would be crazy not to take some of these guys he's helped develop, depending on where the Cowboys are at when it comes to what do you do with Zeke's contract. Dalton Schultz, I can't see them franchising him, especially seeing the way the two rookies have played here.
Man.
So where do you go? You've got to think about Tyron Smith and what do you do with his money? You've got Terrence Steele.
Oh, what do you do with it? Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, what do you do? Do you say, hey, we'd like to have you back as a pay cut, or do you move on, or do you just say, you know, we're just going to bring you back and we're going to pay? I mean, these are discussions you have to figure out where you're going to go. You've got Connor McGovern, who's a free agent. And as we saw last year with Connor Williams, So you just don't know who's going to come in here and say, look, here you go. What do you want to come play for us? Because our offensive line play across this league is bad.
Oh, listen, when we talk about Tyron Smith and you talk about bringing him back and all this stuff, remember, he'll be playing right tackle. If he comes back, I expect him to be playing right tackle. We've been seeing him play right tackle, and it's not the same as him at left tackle.
I don't think that's an issue. And if anything, that may even be better for him.
Terrence Steelmuch.
Yeah, anybody. I'm saying, is it? Yeah, I'm you're thinking about what you're going to do with Terrence Steele. Yeah. Are you going to bring Tyron Smith to be a backup? Or are you going to put Terrence Steele a backup? Are you going to still pay him? Like you said, if you just say, hey, we're going to bring you back, are you still paying him whatever it is to play right? And when you seeing that he's not playing as well at right tackle and your offensive line is not as strong as it could be if you had a real right tackle there, I think we're better on our O-line when Terrence Steele is at right tackle, when he's healthy.
Yeah.
I would keep – but first off, what is Terrence Steele coming – rehab, and we've got to we have to take that into account. Yep. When does he come back? So that's one thing. So Tyron Smith at this point in time is great insurance for you because after him – the drop off is steep between Josh Ball and Matt Willetso.
Never heard nobody say that Tyron Smith is going to be insurance. You usually insurance for him.
Look, this is.
And Steele's up after this year. So he's going to want to be.
He's restricted. Deal. He's restricted. But you know.
He'd be coming off a serious injury.
Yeah, right. But today, look.
I want to see Tyron Smith play better at right tackle.
These are going to be questions that you have to ask. And if you do decide to say, well, we want to save money, we're going to move on, you've got Steele. Do you give him a contract and pay him like you pay a gal? I mean, what do you do? Look, I'll say this. Put Tyron Smith out on the market. Somebody going to pay him because we've seen dudes.
Damn right. They're going to pay him to play left tackle.
Right?
Yeah, I'm saying. All I'm saying is he's better at left than he is at right. And when you look at revamping your offensive line, I don't think a good start is to have a all-decade future Hall of Famer guy who's been playing – left tackle is more comfortable at left tackle, who we've seen struggle at times at right tackle, to say, all right, this is where you are now going to be.
And struggling as he's coming back from.
Yeah, but I think it's more of what Nate says of, like, it's not the same as playing left tackle when you move over to right tackle. It's totally different side of your body when you have to do that stuff.
And ultimately, I go back to this. Got a lot of questions to answer financially about what you do and where you go here. And, oh, by the way, with Dan Quinn most likely leaving, let's say Kellen Moore gets a job as well, they're going to poach the roster.
Right.
Because that's what any smart coach does.
If I'm Dalton Schultz, that's where I go. Kellen Moore, I'm going to tie myself to you. I'm going to go with you because
you know what?
In your offense, I'm wide open. That's what I want to do.
Somebody just tweeted us and said, man, it don't look like Nui going to be going to Mama D's El Segundo if it's permanently closed.
Oh, well, they've got several Mama D's.
Yeah, not
there's one in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, that's what somebody just tweeted. The fans trying to look out for you. Make sure you don't pull up the, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's pulling up. It's in his eyes. He's pulling up on everybody and everything.
I'm glad he told me. Yeah, it's going down Manhattan Beach. So we just roll on down there a little bit further.
Thank you, Sambo Trueno.
We good? My buddy from the Kings who turned me on to it.
Buddy from the Kings.
Yeah, hey, listen, we know he got all the
points. Hey,
that's what I say. If TCU win, all that mess you just talked, you better come back in here with three somethings, all right? Three towels, three hats.
Something, man.
Three
pick up a piece you said confetti that. Confetti for me.
Did
man.
He say he was saving that for us?
I got three kids.
No, heck.
You was here on the show.
And
have six things.
You said you was saving.
I lied. Okay.
Damn.
It's time to go. That's been the Players Lounge. I'll talk to you all next week. Good. Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com.
You a mess, bro.
Goodbye.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!